Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If there's one thing we know as Star Wars fans, it's every season two of a Dave Filoni-produced Star Wars show really steps up the stakes, and I expect that to be no different in Bad Batch season two. With it only airing in just a few days, I think it's time to make my top five Bad Batch season two predictions. Number one, Crosshair remains the villain. The big plot point of season one of Bad Batch was Crosshair turning away from his clone brothers and joining or remaining with the Empire. Perhaps this season will introduce the next villain who might take that main role in the series that could pave the way for Crosshair to rejoin the Bad Batch, but I think it's just a little too early for him to rejoin them. Number two, Commander Cody gets redemption. As we've already seen in the trailers, Commander Cody looks to be a big part of this season. We know there were originally plans for him back in the Kenobi show that never materialized. All of the early leaks had Cody being the one to hunt down Kenobi, but with that plot point out of the way, maybe the plan is to give Cody some redemption, since part of the plot so far in the Bad Batch and the trailers we've seen in season two is going to be the clones and how they're dealing with getting replaced, retired, or some joining and remaining with the Empire, or the ones that don't, how they deal with that sense of loss of fighting with their brothers. Number three, Boba Fett appears. If season two finales of Dave Filoni's Star Wars shows have taught us anything, he really likes to up the ante and begin to tie in some bigger Star Wars characters to the plot of these stories. I think this is going to still be the formula here in Bad Batch. In Rebels, the season two finale was an epic Ahsoka vs. Vader fight that also introduced Darth Maul to Rebels. In Mandalorian, Luke Skywalker showed up and saved Grogu, Mando, and the rest of the crew, so I expect no difference here. Of course, one of the big characters you could tie in would be Boba Fett. That'd be a perfect way to end season two and leave us excited for season three and possibly answer some questions about Omega and Boba's connection, as the two are unaltered clones of Jango Fett. Number four, Dr. Pershing and the clones. At the end of season one, we see Mount Tantus, the Empire's new cloning facility since Kamino has been destroyed. Nala Se is taken there. We see Imperial agents with the same patch that's on the Kamino facility and Dr. Pershing in the Mandalorian. We're likely to see what the Empire is up to, and they may even be testing Force-sensitive beings there, which takes us to number five, Grogu. As I said earlier, Dave Filoni loves to end season twos of shows with a huge character. Now, if it's not Boba Fett, I think the biggest could be Grogu. They could still leave it a big mystery as to who took him from the Jedi Temple during Order 66. Maybe it wasn't the clones. Maybe there was a Jedi that was also involved, and you could still tell a story in between. But seeing Grogu at Mount Tantus would certainly build a lot of buzz for Mandalorian Season 3, which isn't too far away, and could answer some questions about Grogu himself. Is it just the Jedi they're trying to clone? Is it Grogu specifically, with him and Yoda and Yaddle being this perhaps even more powerful Force-sensitive beings? And just imagine how much money Disney could make selling Grogu toys in the style of Clone Wars, Rebels, that art style. Bad Batch Season 2 is just a few days away, so leave me a comment, let me know what you guys think, and may the Force be with you.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big.